Samson, an Israelite from the tribe of Dan, was judge in Israel. Samson's career, however, was fraught with failure and frustration because he often compromised his Nazarite vow. To be a Nazarite meant being set apart for God. It entailed observing certain rules and abstaining from moral and ceremonial uncleanness. By virtue of Samson's Nazarite vow, the Spirit of God came upon him in power, giving him exceptional strength to oppose the Philistines. The people were oppressed by the Philistines because they had forsaken the Lord their God and worshipped idols. After burning the Philistine harvest, olive groves, and vineyards, Samson went to stay in a cave. The Philistines mustered an army and camped in Judah. The men of Judah asked them why they had come, and they replied, "We have come to take Samson prisoner, to do to him as he did to us." On hearing this, 3,000 men from Judah went to the rock of Etam and said, "What have you done? Don't you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us?" Samson answered, "I merely did to them what they did to me." The Israelites were so afraid of the Philistines that they decided to hand Samson over to them. The young Israelite made them swear not to kill him. They answered, "We will only tie you up, but we will not kill you." So they bound him with 2 new ropes and led him away. When they came to a place called Lehi, Samson saw the Philistines coming towards him. The power of the Lord came upon him, and the ropes on his arms became like charred flax, and the bindings dropped from his hands. Finding a donkey's jawbone, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. Then Samson said, "With a donkey's jawbone I have made donkeys of them. With a donkey's jawbone I have killed 1,000 men." So the place was called Jawbone Hill. As he was very thirsty, he cried out to the Lord. "You have given your servant this great victory," he said. "Must I now die of thirst?" The Lord heard him and made water gush out of a hollow place, and when Samson drank, his strength returned. The spring was called the Spring of Him Who Called. One day Samson went to Gaza, a Philistine town, where he spent the night with a harlot. The people of the city knew he was there, and they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night, saying, "At dawn we'll kill him." But in the middle of the night Samson got up, took hold of the doors of the city gate, and tore them loose. Then he carried them on his shoulders to the top of a nearby hill. Sometime later he fell in love with a woman whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines said to her, "If you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength, each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me, I pray, the secret of your great strength." Samson answered, "If anyone ties me with 7 fresh thongs, I'll become as weak as any other man." The rulers of the Philistines brought her 7 thongs, and she tied him with them. Some men were hidden in the room, and she called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." Then he snapped the thongs as easily as a piece of string breaks when singed with fire. Delilah said to him, "You have lied to me. Come now, tell me your secret." "If you bind me fast with new ropes that have never been used," he replied, "I'll become as weak as any other man." Delilah took new ropes and tied him up. Then she said, "The Philistines are upon you." But he snapped the ropes off his arms as if they were threads. Delilah said reproachfully, "You have been making a fool of me. Tell me now how you can be bound." Samson replied, "If you weave the 7 braids of my head into the fabric on the loom, I'll be as weak as any other man." While he was sleeping, Delilah wove the 7 locks of his long hair into the fabric on the loom and tightened it with a pin. Then she called to him, and he awoke and pulled up the loom with the fabric. So she said to him, "How can you say you love me when you won't tell me your secret?" Day after day she nagged and bothered him until he was tired to death. So he told her everything. "I am a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth," he said. "If my head was shaved, my strength would leave me." When Delilah saw that he was telling the truth, she sent word to the Philistines, Come back once more. He's told me everything." The Philistines came with the money they had promised her, and while Samson was asleep, she called a man to cut his hair, and his strength left him. Delilah called out, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke, and he did not know that his strength had left him. The Philistines seized him, put out his eyes, and bound him with chains. Next episode, Micah and the Danites.